Ever since President Donald Trump sent the National Guard to Los Angeles and then Washington, D.C., many have wondered whether he'd also send the military to the San Francisco Bay Area, the ideological heartland of the woke California values he hates. But the questions of when or whether seem to be coming to an end. Democratic Congressmember Latifah Simon of Oakland represents California's 12th Congressional District. She was speaking to reporters in a virtual news conference on the federal government shutdown when one reporter asked about reports that federal agents were soon to be deployed at a Coast Guard base in Alameda.
So the report has been confirmed that federal agents will be landing, maybe even here, less than 2 miles from my own apartment. The infrastructure of California's 12th district is strong. It's organized, and you know our elected officials, our community groups, they're there to ensure folks that we're here to serve, we're here to answer their questions. But I gotta say, this is unprecedented.
News of the federal action comes a day after Governor Gavin Newsom announced he's mobilizing the California National Guard to support food banks because of expected delays to federal food assistance amid the federal government shutdown. That California-style deployment marks a stark contrast to Trump's use of the military as part of his mass deportation agenda. It's a distinction not lost on Congressmember Simon.
I want to be clear that our governor did not ask the President of the United States to bring in the National Guard, right? That did not happen. The governor is saying, and I've just reviewed what you've reviewed in the press, that he will be marshaling the Guard to support families so that they can eat. The Trump administration and the Republican Congress, both Senate and House, they're refusing to come to the table, making it so that families are suffering.
State Senator Scott Wiener, a Democrat from San Francisco, says more than 100 federal officers have reportedly been deployed by the Trump administration to the Bay Area. In a written statement, he said San Francisco does not need federal agents, adding Trump is trying to create an excuse to deploy the National Guard so he can punish San Francisco. As for what exactly the federal agents will do, details remain unclear. But Congressmember Simon says preparations are in the works.
I don't know what will happen come tomorrow with a president who refuses to work with his Democratic elected colleagues at the state and the federal level. But I will tell you that our region, we are united. I have been meeting with local electeds. I've been meeting with our mayors and members of our public safety apparatuses throughout the district. And our focus is, again, the folks in our district, the folks on our streets, the folks at work, our young people at schools. We're going to keep them safe.
As for how to keep people safe from the feds, there are bound to be different ideas about that. State Senator Wiener says he's confident San Franciscans will make their voices heard peacefully. Congressmember Derek Tran of Orange County, who joined Simon at the news conference, offered some ideas based on the military mobilization in Southern California.
Here's what I have to say. I'm so proud of my community. They stood up against this totalitarian regime that they were seeing with these troops on the streets. They made noises at the hotels that these ICE agents were sleeping at, so they couldn't sleep at all. That is a community coming together to stand firm that we don't need our military troops in here unless our local law enforcement and our governor has asked for their help. And that includes these federal agents that are here to scare people. That's not what this country is all about.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.